Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She had changed her mind about the story she was going to do for the good news story because she was afraid that she would just laugh through the entire thing, because she found this story this morning and was very amused when she was going over it and making her decision on what would be the good news story.
And I don't want another meeting about how I can come across softer on the air.
Well, none of us want another meeting. No one wants that.
No.
This is a story worth doing. And it is a story worth telling. It's a story that needs telling. And you are the one to do the telling.
And are you ready?
Yeah, and action.
A 90-year-old woman named Catherine Ritchie lives alone just outside Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was getting ready for bed last month when she walked into her bedroom and her mattress was on fire.
Oh, boy.
It's not clear how the fire started. She knows she can't put it out, so she hit her emergency call button and starts to go outside.
So this must be a raging flame. If she knows she can't just throw some water on it, it must be really burning.
Sure. That's I'm imagining.
Yes.
A fully engulfed.
Yeah.
Everything else in the house is fine. Okay. I need you to picture this. Every other thing in the house is fine. This woman's mattress is engulfed in flames.
You've got a mattress inferno going on.
How?
She doesn't know either.
She said the smoke is so thick, she's trying to find her way out. She can't.
Can you imagine the smoke that will be generated from a burning mattress?
She can't see anything, so she's feeling her way along the wall just to get out of the bedroom. And she accidentally walks into a closet.
She found a door. She thought that was the one.
Uh-huh.
I know people are probably horrified right now because I'm laughing at this. Just think about what is happening, like, in this household right now.
It's so crazy.
Yes. This is so wild. What is happening in this woman's life?
Can you imagine the interview with the news afterwards? Well, I walked in, my mattress is on fire, and I couldn't see, so I went to my closet.
Just the mattress is on fire. And then she gets... She goes, like, a closet. I don't know how big her closet is, but I can tell pretty quickly that it's not outside.
Yeah.
And then I stopped reading
the
story.
The smoke was very thick. She's feeling along. She found what she was a door. I'm going through it. I'm out.
I saw the light.
All right.
I'm out.
Here
nope.
Come.
I'm in.
Right. Nope.
So she walks into the closet instead.
The soundproof in here is great.
All right. Luckily, four teenage boys happened to be outside. They're walking from a convenience store. They went to get snacks. They smell smoke. They run over to help. Three of them tried to break down her front door. Then this 14-year-old Nick Bird, he managed to get through the back. He's the one who found her.
Yeah, in the closet.
She was.
She's in the closet. Mattress is burning. She's in the closet.
She's in the closet trying on shoes.
It's a weird scene.
It is.
And everybody gets out of the house. Firefighters arrive. They're able to stop the fire from spreading, and they save the house.
And poor Nick is going, what the?
Yeah. What is going on?
But also, like, this, I have so many questions about this story. How did your mattress catch on fire? And if in the meantime, people are able to smell the fire, run in, get her out, firefighters arrive on the scene, put the mattress out, save the entire house. Like, could it have really been that bad?
Well, as I say, can you imagine the smoke that would be generated from a burning mattress?
I wonder if it was a heated blanket.
Maybe an electric blanket. That's a good thing that may have been happening. Yeah.
That is a good point.
Pad? Could have been a heating pad, something like that.
Is that not just kind of your metaphor for life? Like, your mattress is on fire and you're like, I'm going to go sit in the closet. Like, I got nothing.
I got nothing
to give this.
Let me try on some shirts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.